So I was born in Urbana. Grew up in Tuscola, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
My whole family still lives in the area there. I don't remember a whole lot, but I still have a lot of friends in the area. I used to come back in the summer months when I moved away.
Mm-hmm.
I would come back and hang out with my friends, and my dad lived there, and me and my mom moved, and so I would always come back and see my dad, and I had a bunch of friends and family to hang out with. So it always felt like I was still a part of that community. And there's a friend of mine I had lunch with yesterday out here in Pittsburgh. He's from Tuscola, and he was telling me how Tuscola still claims me. So, so that's nice, and it's always nice to go back for family and holidays and visit with people there. But, you know, I grew up an Illini fan, still am. And so I think it's just, typical Central Illinois upbringing, you know, nothing crazy, just grew up in a small town.
Does it ever get weird for you when you talk, or did it ever, and does it now ever get weird for you to come home? Do your friends treat you any differently? Is it as you were starting to pull away and develop a career in baseball, what was that like in terms of your relationships with people?
Yeah, they may have treated me differently, or played the 20 question game, for the first couple weeks when I came home, mm-hmm. but. For the most part, it is kind of difficult to get jumped back into those relationships because, I'm kind of in the dark with how their lives are going. And when I come home, it's almost like I missed out on what's going on. You know, they all have their own agendas and their own gossip, or if you will, and I'm just kind of left out of the loop, and it's hard for me to get back into that and jump back into those relationships. But it's not that bad. I try to find time for my wife, and I both try to find time for friends that we don't get to see that much during the season. And mm-hmm. off season, we get to hang out with a bunch of people and get acclimated back to their lives, and just find out what's going on and how they're doing. But it is kind of a slow start at first when I come home in the off season.
Yeah, it's like being on tour with a rock band or something for 9 or 10
yeah.
months out of the year.
Yeah, it's like, the thing is, my lifestyle versus their lifestyle is totally different. So mm-hmm. it's hard to relate to with what they've got going on and what we've got going on. You know, they always ask about how our life is, and it's hard to explain because they may not always understand.
Right.
Spencer, for a guy like you, you pitched your college ball at SIU Edwardsville. You were not, a real high-round draft pick. And as you're going through that process, at some point, did you, in conversations with your family, did you talk about, if it doesn't work out by this particular time, then I might just have to hang them up and try something else?
Absolutely. My wife and I had many discussions, and I'm very thankful for her because she's been a true rock for me, kind of telling me that. Stop acting like a baby and go after it. I've definitely had those conversations. Like I said, repeating rookie ball 2 years in a row at the age of, 23, 24, however old I was, I definitely had thoughts of, this may not be what I should be doing. I'm not making any money at all. I've got an apartment to pay for back home. I've got bills that I need to pay for, and this just isn't cutting it. So, there were definitely thoughts of me, hanging them up right then and there and going to find a regular job. But I always did tell my wife, and we did have a plan that if I wasn't in the big leagues by 30, then that was it. It's time to put that aside and find something new. So I'm thankful for her and for her support through those years in the minor league, the plans that we had together and stuck with them, and it worked out that I didn't have to wait till 30.